Russia has denied it's waging a trade war with Ukraine to keep its former Soviet neighbor from establishing closer political and economic ties with the European Union. However, Ukraine's government has linked the border chaos caused by new Russian import restrictions to its attempt to join the EU instead of a Moscow-led alliance. Stefan Boss has this report.
Business leaders say restrictions that Moscow slapped on Ukrainian products this week have left scores of trains and trucks queued at the border. Ukrainian politicians have accused Russia of starting a trade war to pressure the country against signing a cooperation pact with the European Union later this year. The policy is seen as part of wider efforts to reduce Ukraine's dependency on Russia's market and energy. Yet Ukrainian Prime Minister Mykola Azarov says he wants to try to end the border chaos caused by the standoff. Speaking to reporters, Azarov says there are difficulties which he thinks are linked to the creation of a customs union, referring to the Moscow-led alliance which Russia wants Ukraine to join. Last month, Russia even banned chocolate and other confectionery imports from Ukraine, citing safety concerns. That move came shortly after Russian President Vladimir Putin failed to persuade his Ukrainian counterpart Viktor Yanukovych to rethink Ukraine's European policies. As soon as we are persuaded that everything is okay, we will cancel our controls, says Gennady Onichenko, Russia's chief public health official. However, analysts have expressed worries that a trade dispute could cost Ukrainian companies up to $2.4 billion in losses at a time when the country already faces a deep economic crisis. Though Ukraine's and Russia's presidents have discussed the issue over the phone Friday, tensions continue. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Buls, reporting.